Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Little Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, soon to not be such a new friend, Judy Galloway. We got to get her back on the show. She's got a lot more she can teach us. She is the managing partner at the G Group. She teaches futuring at NYU. She produces the Geometer Trend Report. The new one, the 2013, is out right now. We're talking about some of the trends that she's tracking. Judy, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us your website, please?
Yes. You can find my full report with all 10 trends at www.gometer.com.
All right, so check that out. All right, I want to talk about one of the things you talk about in your Geometer is chaos. You know, one of the things I've been saying to my audience for a long time now is that there's really nothing new under the sun in regard to what we have and what we know. A computer is just a fancy wheel, but what is changing is the velocity of change, and
yes,
that's creating chaos, isn't it?
It is. It is.
How do we
deal
with
it? And it's very disturbing and challenging, but since we can't control it, we have to go with the flow.
Well, how do we do that? How do we manage it?
We manage by using as much information as we can gather, which means listening to your show, reading my report, reading magazines, reading the newspaper, going online, talking to friends, and learning as much about what's happening so that we can center ourselves in a comfortable place and move with the flow rather than resist it.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that we try to do on the show is talk about not managing change, but leading change. Getting our track shoes on and getting out ahead of it enough that we actually can lead change, and rather than managing it, which basically means that you're responding to it, which basically means you're about to become run over.
Right, and that's a wonderful concept, to be the pioneer, the entrepreneur, the leader, and to get out in front. I love that. That's great.
Talk to us about one of your trends you talk about is the millennial folks, the younger generation.
Oh yes,
talk to us.
I love
that.
The millennials. I think they're fabulous. I have a son who's a millennial, and they're very. I believe that they are a great generation. They're very egalitarian. They're progressive. They're altruistic. They care about other people. They have naturally sharp technology skills because they were raised with technology. They're very accepting, and they're very community-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to nest.
Ah,
they're starting to...
Finally, yes. Tell the audience what you mean by that.
Well, I mean that they're creating their own homes.
Yeah,
and that they're beginning to care about.
Are they starting to get married? I mean, these kids are getting married later and having kids later than any other generation.
They are, but they are doing it. And
they finally figured it out. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. And one nice thing is that I see, and this is very prevalent on the streets of New York, the daddies are very involved, and they're enjoying their children more,
yep,
than any other generation,
yep,
and the children are enjoying
our culture needs more daddy influence, doesn't it?
It does, and it's I see it happening, and in focus groups I conduct, I see men being much more comfortable talking,
yep,
about their role as,
yep,
a parent and as a helpmate,
mm-hmm,
and as a partner, and how much they're getting back in return.
And I think that's going to be a good dividend that society, the American society, will be able to clip in the years to come. I want to ask you a couple of questions about the millennials. I have this idea about them that I believe is what's creating some of the challenges between that generation and mine and your generation, Judy.
Okay.
And that is that they're coming to the marketplace with more content that you and I had when we were that young, but not enough context. But because they have so much content, they think that's all they need is the content, when they really need more context, which they can only really get from either from you and me, having already been there, or from time in the marketplace. What do you think?
I think that's true.
How do we help them get that context? Because mostly they resist it.
Well, in my own personal situation, I've been extremely involved with my son and giving him that context.
Mm-hmm.
And as I
age,
I now call it wisdom.
Does he resist?
He resisted, but he's coming around.
Yeah. So the message to our generation is don't give up on him.
Don't give up. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you say things and teach things and hope for things, and you think they're not listening, but then two or three years later,
yep,
you find out they were.
They were listening. But they don't like it when you say you walk to school uphill in the snow both ways, right?
Absolutely.
Particularly when my son
knows that I was in Gulfport, Mississippi in the sand.
Yeah, g-ometer.com is the website. Hey, Judy, thanks for being here. Come back again real soon.
Thank you. Please invite me. I'd love to come.
You're always welcome here. We'll see you next time. Judy Galloway, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.